But I must tell you, I believe that Alberta Health Services is the source of a lot of the problems that we've had. They signed some kind of a partnership with the World Economic Forum that right in the middle of the pandemic. We've got to address that. Why in the world do we have anything to do with the World Economic Forum? That's got to end. They also have the scientific committee that quite frankly didn't look at the whole broad science. They want to make themselves permanent. I saw that in one of your stories. I don't think so. I don't want to have a scientific committee advising me that isn't prepared to look at therapeutic options in the middle of a pandemic and throw out the pandemic planning plan. And I must point out that I've watched that event 201, which is a planned pandemic planning exercise. And the very first thing they say you should do is to find an effective therapeutic so that as you're seeking a vaccine, you're keeping people from dying. So I think that the experts let us down. So I'm not interested in taking any advice from them. We will have new leadership on the board. And I don't mean this to disparage any of the board members. When you put a board in place, you're really putting them in place as kind of a caretaker to maintain the institutions. This is not an institution I want to maintain as is. So there will be a removal of that board in the course of time, and probably sooner rather than later, with a reinstatement after we've done our restructuring. So the restructuring is going to come, and the issue around who gets held accountable is almost entirely going to be in Alberta Health Services. They told us to trust them. We did. They let us down, and there has to be accountability for that. In addition, I'm waiting for the opportunity to purge the QR code database that I've already put the request in. How do we go about doing that? We are human beings. We are not QR codes. And I never want to see a restaurant ask me ever again to show my vaccine status as a point of entry. So do know that there'll be a number of steps that happen in that regard, but I had to make sure to get my cabinet in place first. But Jason Copping's up for the job.